Yehuda, how's the audio? Do you hear me?
Yes, I do. Thank you.
Oh, sorry. I think it was muted. Do you hear me now?
Yes, I do.
Okay, great.
Thank you.
Okay, the Gemara tells us on Daf Tesvav in the days, Avil Asar Basias Malacha. There's an Isser for an Avil to perform Malacha during, presumably, Shiva Simei Avelis. Dechsev Hafach Bicha Geichem Le'Evel. Machag Asar B'Malacha, Af Avil Asar B'Malacha. So we derive, presumably, some kind of an Asmachta from the Pasuk in Amos that there's an Isser Malacha for an Avil. Then the Gemara tells us in Bakkaf Aleph Amid Beis a series of halachos where there's a distinction between the severity of Nihugei Avelus during the first 3 days and the rest of the week of Shiva. So the first in that series, the Gemara says, the top line, Avil Gimel Yamim Harishonim Asur B'Malacha V'Afilu Anya Mitzparnes Minostaka V'Kan V'Elach Osu B'Tzina B'Saf Beso. So during the first 3 days, there's an absolute issur malacha. Even an ani misparnes minostaka cannot perform malacha, even if you have nothing to eat. As opposed to from day three and on, but then an avel who needs to, under these circumstances, an ani misparnes minostaka and the like, can do malacha b'tzina b'soch besa. And then the second din where there's a distinction is related to Yitzim and Abayis. Avil Gemi Yom Rishonim Ein Aholach LeBesa Avil Mikan Ve'Elach Holech. And number three, Tolkim Yom Yizasi B'Shei L'Shalom in absolute terms. And Gimel Zayin Meshiv Ein Shoel. Fine. So we'll come back to this a little bit later. Why is there a distinction in our context of Malacha between the first 3 days and the rest of Shiva, and also whether we say Mitzvah Yom Kikula on these 3 days, so we'll come back to these topics a little bit later. But presumably, when the Gemara tells us in Daf Tesvav that there's an Isser Malacha for an Avel, it means Malacha as in Lamitas Malacha. So that's the comparison to Chag. Just as there's an Isser Malacha the Chag, so there's an Isser Malacha for an Avel. And then on top of that, as we'll see, there's a separate Isser of Masa Matan engaging in commercial activity, which exists independently of the Malacha Shabo, and that's based on a Yerushalmi, as we will see. What's the reason for the Isser Malacha for an Avel? Says the Ramban, Taras Adam, page Kuf Ayin, that the Ramban is writing in the context of why there are certain circumstances where there were kulos inherent to the Isser Malacha, that Malacha could be performed in a Davar Avid situation or the like. So there are kulos that exist for the Isser Malacha for an Avel that sometimes may go above and beyond the kulos that exist on Chol HaMoed. The Ramban says, an explanation of that distinction, that the reason for the Isser Malacha for an Avel is that he should be able to focus on the Avelus, that his Libo should be Panoi, he should be able to focus and concentrate on the Avelus and shouldn't have any distractions. So the Isser Malacha is constituted in such a way that's going to prevent, or meant to prevent him from being distracted. So there are situations where we will allow Malach to be performed, because in doing so, that's not going to distract him from the focus of Avelus. That's the Ramban's explanation for the Isser Malacha, that it's meant to focus the Avel on what he's supposed to be thinking about during that week of Avelus. The Mordechai, Simen Tav Tav Kuf Kaf Tes, Simen Tav Tav Kuf Kaf Tes, highlights the baseline comparison between the Geder of Malacha on Chol HaMoed and the Geder of Malacha for an Avel Toch Shiva, which kind of emerges from the opening Sugya in the second parashah of Mordechai, and Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis, onto Yud Beis Amud Aleph. But the Mordechai there has a line, you may evlo kamo chol hamoed. In the context of that which is litzara chamoli being mutter. So there's a parallel when it comes to an avel, that certain circumstances, that which is litzara chavela, so to speak, is mutter. So you have that comparison between malacha on a fallen night and malacha bimei avlo. And that the Darkei Moshe makes a point in a couple of places in our simon as well, in simon shimpei. First, the Darkei Moshe in Sifkatan Hey. Darkei Moshe writes that Malachos Hamutaris Lasos Biyantiv Mutter La'avu Lasosam. So whatever is Mutter in Hilchos Yantiv, as in Ochel Nefesh, would be mutter for an avil as well. And then he says the same thing again in Os Yud. And this relates to a comment of the Trumas HaDeshen. Trumas HaDeshen in Simen Reish Peites addresses a question as to whether a mishareses, a woman who is employed as a domestic help, at the residence of a rich person, is an avelus, is she allowed to perform the normal domestic tasks that she performs for this usher, as in cooking and baking, and take care of the home during her week of Shiva. So, Jewish Adeshen is nota lahatir. He says, just as we discussed yesterday, the din of Kibbutz Habayis is that you're allowed to sweep the home, and you're allowed to wash the dishes, and you're allowed to make the beds during Shiva, and that's not considered to be a violation of the Isser Malacha. So if that's true for making the beds and sweeping the floors, then Kol Shekein is true for Malachas Ochel Nefesh. You're allowed to cook, and you're allowed to bake, because that is Ochel Nefesh, and that seems to be parallel to Hilchos Yantiv. Justice is a heter of Malachas Ochel Nefesh and Yantiv, there's a heter of Malachas Ochel Nefesh for an avil as well. And Shuvah Sedeshin extends this, even if it's not for your own home, but you're employed. He says, even if you're not employed, even if you do it as a volunteer. But these Malachas fundamentally are not subsumed under the Yisra Malacha for an avil. Yeah.
He says,
was
a cold circle in
Well, he says that's if that's mutter, then definitely Ochel Nefesh is mutter, right? The fact that we're matir, kibbutz habayis, and sweeping and mopping and all that, even though that's not Ochel Nefesh, then if that's mutter, then Kol Shekein Ochel Nefesh is mutter. But anything that's Ochel Nefesh, and right, even Sarach HaBayis, which is not Ochel Nefesh, suddenly that which is done in kind of a pro forma fashion around the home, that's not b'chlal the Isser Malacha for an avel. It's more than right. From that that comes to the Darkei Moshe. We only know that that Ochel Nefesh is mutter. That's correct. Right. So that's more expensive. Correct. The Darkei Moshe doesn't deny the din of kibbutz habayis. That's the Gemara. I mean, that's a brisa that you'll have to sweep the home. So the Darkei Moshe is not going to deny that. Just the way the Trumas HaDeshen frames it is that you see from there that there isn't an absolute Isser Malacha. There's certain things which the Trumas HaDeshen terms it sorche habayis that are mutter, and if that's mutter, then Kol Shekein Ochel Nefesh is mutter. And that Ochel Nefesh point, that's the point that the Ramah has there, but that's that emerges from this Trumas HaDeshen. But in that comparison to Chol HaMoed, the Rama has a comment about Ksiva as well. So the Rama in Sif Beis the Ramah and Sif Beis, or the parentheses in the Ramah, Kedera Shemutu Lichto B'chol HaMoed, Kach Mutu Lichto B'mei Avlo, Avalo B'nyan Acher. In the way that is permissible to write on Chol HaMoed, so is it permissible to write B'mei Avlo. So what exactly does the Rambam mean by that? Kedera shemurta lichta b'chol amoy kachmurta lichta of b'mei avlo. So the Baal Yerushalmi points out it doesn't mean that every situation in which there's a heter to do malacha on chol amoyed is a heter to do a malacha b'mei avlo. So for example, chol amoyed, there's a heter of tzarach rabim. We'll see in a few minutes that while there may be situations in which there's a tzarach rabim heter for an avel, it's not as expansive as it is for chol amoyed. Or for that matter, an igeres shlomim. So chol amoyed, you're allowed to write a friendly letter, but an avel is not allowed to do so. So it can't be that the Rambam is saying that in every situation in which ksiva is mutter on chol amoyed is a mutter for an avel, because that's not true. So it could be that Rambam means the Rambam is limiting his comment to referring to certain situations. There are cases where will allow for an avel that which will allow for chol amoyed, as in davar avid or the like, or if someone doesn't have tefillin and mezuzah, and then you can write a tefillin and mezuzah if you're an avel, just as you could b'mei chol amoyed. That's what the Baal Yerushalmi suggests. Maybe he doesn't mean it to be an all-encompassing statement that every situation in which it's mutter to write a chol amoyed is a mutter for an avel to write. The Devei Sofrim has in Sifkat and Yuchas that what Rambam means to say is that chol amoyed is not more kal, that avails is not more kal than chol amoyed. There may be situations in which you're allowed to write on chol amoyed that you can write b'mei avel, but there's no situation in which you have something that's asr on chol amoyed that's going to be mutter for avel. So you can have something that's mutter on chol amoyed that's still asr for avel, like yiger shlomim, but there's nothing that's asr on chol amoyed that's going to be mutter for an avel. That statement also is not necessarily the case, and not always the case. It may be true in the context of ksiva, but there are situations where avelus does create a more expansive heter malacha than cholamai. So, for example, if you look at Sifhei, Chava writes, Asr lasas malacha ayidei cheirim. So the isra malacha on chol amoyed, the isra malacha for an avel applies even to someone else doing the malacha. Ela in kain hu davar ha'avod, she davar ha'avod mutter la'avel lasas ayidei cheirim, afilu davar ha'asr b'moed mishum tircha mutter, v'afilu hu ma'isa uma. So if it's a davar avid situation, even something that wouldn't be allowed on chol amoyed if it's a davar avid, you know, chol amoyed, there isn't a blanket heter of davar avid across the board. Davar avid isn't going to be matir. It's not going to be matir something that involves a tircha yisera, and it's not going to be matir a maisa uman under all circumstances. And yet, davar avid for an avil will be matir a maisa uman. It will be matir davar a davar shel tircha. So at least in that context, you have a model for something where avelus is more kal than chol amoyed. Now, the fact that there's a difference in tircha may simply be reflective of the different nature in the isra malacha chol amoyed relative to avelus. And it's true that the parameters may be the same or almost the same, but as we began, the reason for the isra malacha for an avel, as Rabban explains, is that he should be libo panoi to focus on the avelus. That's not the reason for the isra malacha chol amoyed, obviously. So as the Shach comments here in Sifkat and Dalet, filu davar asr b'moed mishim tircha, d'dafka b'moed asr dvarim shel tarach, n'nei kavod amoed. Aval ba'avel she'osa yidei chirim, Right, the whole reason, the gather of malach l'chol amoyed is kavod yontif related, whether it's deraisa, whether it's derabanan, whatever the basis of the isra malach l'chol amoyed is, but it's kavod yontif related, and therefore the barometer of how we define malacha on chol amoyed is very tircha oriented. As opposed to an avel, where if we're concerned, she had libo panoi, what difference does it make if the malach is being done ayidei cherem anyway? if there's a situation where matrei de'cherim. So what difference does it make if there's more or less tircha for the other person? That has no impact on the avel himself. So then it's sensible why tircha is of no relevance in defining the isur melacha for an avel. But be that as it may, you at least see one possible application where in practice there may be a detail where we're more makel for an avel than for a cholamai. And that's what the and that Rama adds there in Sif Hei, the Ashami de Imla Yucha Lasas Aide Khairun Hudabur Avid, Mutu Lasas Avil Ba'atzmo. So if the Dabur Avid, and there's no one else who can do it for the Avil can do it himself. So that's the Shakhirs of Katane, Afilu Dabur Shiesh Botircha, Umais Uman. So here, even if the Avil is doing the Malacha, then it doesn't make a difference whether there's a Tircha or not. Meaning to say, it sounds like, even if the other himself is doing it, once we're mounted the malacha, doesn't really make a difference to us if there's tircha or not, because that's not the standard of why malacha is aser on cholamai, tircha for an avil. Tircha isn't really the critical fact. So it's definitely true if it's done ayde cheirim, that we don't care if there's tirach or not, and even if it's a situation where we're matir, the avil to the malacha, the davar avid himself, because there's no choice, once we're matir, so then we'll matir, be matir, even if it's a davar, sheyesh b'tirach. Now then the kud itself, whether we're matir for davar sheyesh b'tirach, for an avil, may be a machlokas rishonim, or may relate to machlokas rishonim. The Gemara in the beginning of the second parak, Yud Aleph on the days, second white line. Yes, thank you. Okay. So Gemara has, yes, okay, in Amr, Rishim Gam Liao. No, actually, one before that. By the dollar of the Mishma, the fourth to last shoreline. Rishim Gam Liao Omer, Zesav Hafuchin, Ve'en Sham Uman, Elohu. So let's say you have olives that are in a position in the press where they need to be, where the harvesting process and the pressing process needs to be completed, otherwise they're going to have a hafsid. And the only person who is capable of doing that malacha is this other. Or kadalogov ein shamuman elahu, or you have a barrel of wine that needs to be sealed in order to prevent hafsid, and the only person who knows how to do it is the other. Or pishtana lahalos min mishra, but samu lahalos min yarav ein shamuman elahu. Or the only person who can seal off the flax or process the flax, the only person that can take the wool out of the cauldron is this avil. Hareza yasa b'tzinas. In that situation, where there's going to be a hefsed, where it's a davar avod, and the only person who knows how to do it is the avil, so he's allowed to do it, albeit b'tzinas. Okay, so the Ramban in the Torah Sa'adam on page, sorry, not the page in front of me, the Ramban passes like Rishim Gamliel. According to the Tanakhama, according to the Chachamim of Rishim Gamliel, even in this case where there's no one else to do it, there's no heter, even B'tzina. And Rishim Gamliel says it's not the B'tzina. So the Ramban passes like Rishim Gamliel because Halacha kedivrei hamekel ba'avel, and therefore, if there's no choice, even the avel himself can do a malachas davar ha'avod if push comes to shove. So machlokas tanaim over here, may an avil do a malachas davar ha'avod if there's no one else who can do it for him? Ayidechem is definitely mutter. If he's the only one, so Shem Gamliel says, push comes to shove, he can do it. Vitzena. Chachamdim Shem Gamliel assume that. And the Ramban paskin, so lachim can never make a avil, and therefore you can be maker like Shem Gamliel to allow the avil to do malachas davar ha'avod even by himself. And that's the psak of the Beis Yosef, and that's what's reflected. We just saw in Shulchan Aruch that an avil can do. That is the Yesh Omrim that the Ramah quotes. That if there's no one else who can do it, then the avil can do it. Can do it himself. However, the Rif and the Rambam don't have this halacha. So presumably the Rush does, but the Rif and the Rambam by omission do not have this heter of Malachas Davar Avod Al Yidei Ha'avel Ha'avel Ba'atzma. Then, the next line of the Gemara. So first we have the Machlokas, Rishim Gamliel, and the Chachamim. In the situation of a Davar Avod, the only person who could do the Malacha is the Avod. Is he allowed to do that? And then, yes, okay, now Hashem Gamliel, im haya umin l'rabim, v'sapar ubalan l'rabim, if he's a professional, he's a professional barber, professional tanner, v'gi es haregel, and it's Erev Yontif, it's a busy season, and he's the only barber in town, v'en sham umin elohu, harei zayasa, so they're also not only where the Avel himself stands to lose from this Malachas Davar Avod, where he has some connection to the Pishtan, the Yora, etc. But even if he's a public servant, and it's not his hesed, but it's the hesed of other people, they won't be able to get their haircuts before Yantiv, we allow, says Rishon Gamliel, the Avel to do a Malacha on behalf of the rabbi. So the Rosh here, Perek Beis and Beis, quotes the Ravid, that we paskin like Hashem Gamliel on the second count. And this is like the din that we find in the context of Talmud Torah and Daf Kaf Aleph of the Talmud Chacham of Rabbi Srichama. So just as, despite the default Isra Talmud Torah for an Avil, as we'll talk about later on, even though an Avil in general is Asr but Talmud Torah, but if he's the Posek Hador and no one else can paskin the Shaila, if he's the local rabbi and no one else can pass him the Shaila, that's called Rabbi Mishichalo. So then he foregoes, or we overlook his personal Isser Talmud Torah, his personal Avelus for the benefit of the rabbi. So the Rush, according to the rabbi, assumes that this did of Hashem Gamliel for the barber is the same din as Rabbi Mishichalo and Talmud Torah. It's not limited to Talmud Torah. It's not just if you have a posek that the rabbi need, do we allow him to forego his personal need of avelus for the benefit of the rabbin? But it's true for a public servant or public employee of other professions as well. Local barber whose services are needed in Erev Yontif will allow him to violate his personal nihug avelus for the benefit of the rabbin. That's the Rush quotes from the Ravid. The Rush himself is Nota Lachmir. It sounds like the Rush quotes arrive, but it isn't accepting that lahalacha. So the Lechem Mishnah is bothered, Perikei Halacha Yud, within the Rush. How is it, or why is it, that in the first Machlokas, Rishim Gamliel and Rishim Gamliel's Bar Pluxas, the Rush passes like Rishim Gamliel, that Davar Avid is mutter for an Avel, if he's the only one who can stem the tide, who can prevent the loss. And yet, the Rush does not pass like Rishim Gamliel, in the case of the Sapar Ubalan Larabin. The Lechem Mishnah leaves that as a Tzarachian on the Rush. Why is the Rush Paskin one and not the other? Rav Avadia suggests on page Kuf Lamed Vav, that maybe the difference is in the application of Halacha Kedivrei Mekel B'Avel. The reason that the Rush gave for passing like Rishim Gamliel in the first case is Halacha Kedivrei Mekel B'Avel, as the Ramban writes. So halacha de b'mekor ba'avel is relevant when we're evaluating the needs of the avel. So if it's a davar avod of the avel, then you can say halacha de b'mekor ba'avel. But if it's not the davar avod of the avel, it's a tzarach acherim, not the tzarach of the avel himself, so maybe there we don't say halacha kedivrei hamekel ba'avel.
What's the svar for
that? The svar for that is that that's just, as far as the avel himself, we will pass in the kula for his own needs. But if it's not his needs, then what right do we have to tell him to be mekel to benefit someone else?
So feel bad for you,
or it's to the benefit of the other. So again, as far as the first in, so in Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber writes, as we saw, that Malachas Davar Avid is definitely Mutar Aydei Cherim. Aydei Atzmo, the Ramakos is the Yesh Omrim, that which is the position of the Rosh and the Ramban, that is Mutar Ibn Aydei Atzmo, and the Ramak concludes, La'achr Shlo Sheyami Rishonim Yesh Lahakel, Afilu Hu Toch Gimel V'hu Hesh Merubah. Which sounds like, in principle, we assume like the Ramban and the Rosh, better to be machmir at least during the first 3 days, but even during the first 3 days, if it's a real hafsa meruba, a super davar avod, then you could be nekel. The Pesach Shuri here, quotes in the Chamud de Daniel, Sifkat and Aleph, New York says, she'afshar lahatir lahastir susav, I'm sorry, the next one. Davar avod afilu la'achar mutar avod la'asos, l'fikach mutar rofei le'lech b'soch shiva. So in Shulchan Aruch, we don't, the second halacha does not appear befeirish one way or another in Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch has the first hit of Shem Gamliel that two days, Machlokes Mechaber Amah, whether it's mutar, whether it's possible like Shem Gamliel, whether it's mutter for an avil himself to do Malachas Davar Avid. The second hit of Shem Gamliel of the barber, that does not appear in Shulchan Aruch. So the Pesach Shuvah calls on the Chamud Daniel to be Mekel. The Davar Avid Afilu Acher is mutter, and that's why a doctor is allowed to engage in professional activities during Yemei Avla. So that Nekuda about the doctor is most famously expressed in the Shuvah of Shvus Yaakov. Shvus Yaakov, Chelik Aleph, Simen, Pei Vav. The Shaila post of the Shvus Yaakov was about a city where there is one and only one expert Shochet, and he's an Avelis. And the local Orthodox rabbi paskin that someone else should shech during the week of Shiva of the local Shochet, even though the other guy was not as much of a mumcha in Shechita as the other. And people were mefakbek on this harah because this should be considered rabbi Sri Chamlo, and if there's no one else who can shaft as proficiently as the professional, as the expert, then we should allow him to shaft the tzarach harabim even during his avelus period. So the Shvus Yaakov begins by referencing this Machlokes Tanan that we just discussed, the fact that the Ramban is Mako. He notes the Rosh, there is Machmir. The head of Rabban Svichamo, according to the Rosh, is only by Talmud Torah and doesn't extend anywhere else. So if you stop there, it sounds like you should be Machmir. But then he says, "Linyan rofe shir ba avelus, ra'isim mirabosai shetiru leilech elachola." That even if you're going to be mafnir by the shochet, he says that for a doctor, you should be meko. Ki chashash sakana umitzvah shani. because they were talking about sakalas defashas. So all bets are off. He says, even if there's another doctor in town, if the chola wants this doctor who's in Shiva, he can still treat the patient. Because not every person is healed with the same proficiency by every doctor. And he says, maybe he can even get paid. Right, ask the Magen Avi Shabbos, the Magen Chovel, that you get what you pay for. A doctor that doesn't charge is not worth the service. He says a doctor, as far as the doctor is concerned, better he shouldn't get paid. So he says if the doctor is going to go out to heal a patient doing Shiva, he should still not wear shoes. He should still be noeg or whatever other Nihubi Avelis is able to be noeg on his visit. But bottom line, Shvasakha says a doctor is allowed to perform his professional duties where there's a need to, even during Shiva. And then he says, okay. That's the Shas Yaakov. So the Pesach Tshuva quotes this from the Chamud de Daniel. It's also a Tshuva of the Shas Yaakov. Take a look at Rabbi Kiveger. Rabbi Kiveger is Mitzayin over here from the Chachmas Adam in his Kuntres Metzavet Moshe. V'im la'acha yesh inyan davar over v'ina mosei polam lachto rak avel ayin b'chachmas Adam b'kuntres Metzavet Moshe did see delakyo. So the Chachmas Adam also is makel on this, that if there's a need for the avil to do something on behalf of someone else, which is a davar avil for the other person, that Chachmas Adam is mitzadeid lahakel on that as well, like the Pesach Tshuva. Again, the Shulz Yaakov was limiting his head to a doctor. The Chamudi Daniel and the Chachmas Adam extend the head more broadly to other situations where there's a need for the services of the avil, even if it's not for his own needs, because in principle they assume that we could pass him like Shimon Galileo, even though the Rush did not. Rav Avadya writes, page Kufnan Aleph and on, that he had a shayla when he was in Cairo, that the local reliable shochet was an avel. And if you know a little bit about the kashrus and shkita wars that Rav Avadya had in Egypt, it was not a pretty situation. His life literally was at risk from a vindictive shochtim who were upset about the control that he exerted over Shkita in Egypt. Even when he was back in Eretz Yisrael, there was one shochet who was out to get him that literally wanted to kill him. So things weren't easy. Rav Avadya writes that in this situation, when he was in Egypt in 1949, and the reliable shochet's daughter died and was sitting Shiva, Rav Avadya paskin that he's allowed to continue shafting for the community even when he's in Shiva. And even if we were paskin like those Rishonim that are machmir against Rishim Gamliel for David Avishal Achayrim, but here there's more grounds to be mako because it's Malacha Sochel Nefesh based on the Truma Sadeshen that maybe the Yisrael Malacha for an Avil doesn't apply to Ochel Nefesh to begin with. So Ashkita should be mutter. Even if you assume in principle that we're not going to be matir someone else's davar avil for the avil, Rav Avadya says that may not extend to shkita because shkita is melachas ochel nefesh, and maybe melachas ochel nefesh was never nesar for an avil to begin with. But even though the Shvus Yaakov is machmir, the Shvus Yaakov is only mako, and I mentioned this point before, Shvus Yaakov is mako to shef for chola, just like he's made for a doctor to treat a cholah, but in principle, Shvus Yaakov is Bachman and Shkita. But if I did things from the Truma Sadeshen, you see that Melechas Ochel Nefesh is mutter across the board, so Shkita should be, in principle, had to remember. Okay, all things being equal, if there's another Shochet who could check just as well, then why bother the Avel to begin with? But if he's the only one who's capable of shafting, the only one who's proficient, the Rav Avadya thought that that's Rabban Tzvi Chanlo, even if we're Machmir again, for Shem Gamliel in general, you can be nakel here because it's malachas alpha nefesh, which according to the Shemitah Deshen is mutter for an avel to begin with. Okay. The Mechaber writes in Sif Gimel, Kishem shu asr basiyas malacha, kach hu asr lisa v'litein b'schara, v'leilich m'medina l'medina, I'm sorry, I meant Sif Dalet. Afilu davar avar, asr avar lasas, bein hu bein avadu v'shiv chosav. Ubanu v'binosav, shamayis yideim shalav. So, the isr malacha for an avel, and even for a davar avid, where it's also for an avid to do davar avid, barring extenuating circumstances. You know, so if, hey, we said that lachas davar avid is mutar ayde achayim, but ayde atmo not. So the Hashem of Abba writes in Sif Dalet, ayde atmo extends to b'nei besar hasamchem al shulchan arizal. It applies to his avid v'shivcha, and it applies to his sons and daughters, which are Ma'asei Yedeihem Shalom. Says the Shach, Sif Katan Gimel, Perish, Afil Hin Gedolim in Sanchem Al Shulchano. It's not a function of Ketan versus Gedolim, it's a function of Sanchem Al Shulchano versus not, so we begin to do about Mitzia. Vasalomar, Kol Shekin Ketanim, Kishe Sanchem Al Shulchano. Alam Einan, Sanchem Al Shulchano, Afil Ketanim, Ma'asei Yedeihem Atman. Fine. What about a wife? So the post can say that it is a situation where he's entitled to Ma'asei Yedaim. So that'd be the same thing. But Revider points out, Rabbi Willig says this in other contexts also, in Eben Ezra context, but that nowadays most women who are employed outside the house are employed in professions where it's hard to argue that the default is that the Ma'asei Yedaim go to the husband because the woman is earning in excess of whatever the Gemara conceives of her hischayvus to bring in some funds. So nowadays, most women professionally employed outside the house probably would be mutter, be permitted for them to do malachas davar avod on behalf of the husband who's in shiva, wherever be mutter la'achera. Okay, so let's go back now to what we referenced at the beginning of the shiur, which is the distinction between the first 3 days and the last days of Shiva. So the Gemara in Kaf Aleph Amud Beis had said that during the first 3 days is an Isser Malacha, even Ani Mispardis Minasaka. And Mikhan Ve'elach, an Ani, Mispanis Minasag, is allowed to do Malacha Bitsinah. Tosus here assumes, Dibur Maska Mikhan Ve'elach, that the way I just read the Gemara, that the heter of after 3 days is da'ach before ani hamis parnes min hatzdaka. Now there's no blanket heter. It's ani misparnes min hatzdaka is allowed to engage in malacha after the first 3 days. Tosfos quotes a minority opinion of Rabbeinu. Tosfos has Rabbeinu Shmuel. Other Rishonim quote as Rabbeinu Shmaya that this then applies to anyone, that you're allowed to do malacha b'tzena after day 3, even if you're not an Aniham Misparnes Minasaka. But we pass, like Rav Rishonim, and that's what the Machabi writes in Sif Beis, Kol Gimel Yom Rav Rishonim, Asa B'mlacha Fiyo Ani Misparnes Minasaka, Vikan Ve'elach, Emu Ani, Ve'en Lama Yocha, Asa B'tzinim B'sach Beisa. Fine, so despite the Rebbeinu Shmaya, Rebbeinu Shmuel, Rav Rishonim and Lalacha assume that this Hatter of after 3 days is limited to Ani Hamisparnes Min Hatzdaka. The Gemara is not mashma like that because it says Mikan Ve'el Chosu B'tzena. No, so that could be going on the Ani Mispanis Minasaka. Avol Gemi Yom Rishonim Asim Lacha. Even if he said Ani Mispanis Minasaka, but Mikan Ve'elach, if he said Ani Mispanis Minasaka, and also been sent to the Zapesan. That's how Tosas reads the Gemara, and that's how Rabbi Shana reads the Gemara. Okay, now what's the reason for this distinction between 3 days and after 3 days? The Rosh here in Siman Lamed Zayin quotes from Yerushalmi that the first 3 days of Avelis, the Neshama is Merachefes Al HaGuf. The Neshama is still hovering over the Guf. So the Beis Yosef quotes from Ben Yeruchim, quoting from the Ravid, that Gimel Yamim Lebechi, that the most intense emotion is during the first 3 days. So I would have assumed that these two points are related. The Yerushalmi, that the Neshama is Merachefes Al HaGuf for the first 3 days. And this comment of the Ravid of Gimel Yamim Lebechi, that the reason the most intense emotion is during the first 3 days is somehow connected to the fact that the Neshama is Merachefes Al HaGuf for the first 3 days. Rav Avadia doesn't present it that way. Rav Avadia presents this as two different reasons, and he tries to be done whether there's a nafka mina. That maybe the nafka mina for Shmuel Rechoka. So if you hear that you're not proximate to the Petira anymore, so you have a Shmuel Rechoka, so then he thinks you still have 3 days of Bechi, even though you can't say the Neshama is Merachefes Al HaGuf at that point because passed away weeks ago. Okay, not sure. Now that still doesn't explain why the distinction between 3 days and after 3 days is relevant dafka in these contexts. Right? The Gemara has, as we saw, number one as far as Malacha, number two as far as Yitzhiyam and Abayis, and number three, as far as Sheila Shalom, that there were cruels in all of these after the first 3 days. So why dafkin these Nihugi Avelis as opposed to other Nihugi Avelis is this distinction of Neshama Rechefes Al HaGuf or Gimel Yamim Lebechi relevant? Not sure. Because maybe if the thrust of the Yisra Malacha is Shelo Yasiyah Taitam in Avelis, as we saw from the Ramban. So then, the Lo Yasiyah Taitam in Avelis is more pronounced during the first 3 days, either or both, because you may Bechi or Neshama Rechefes Al HaGuf. So then, there has to be more intense focus on the theme, on the emotion of Avelis during those first 3 days. So maybe it has to do with that. And Dafka Malacha, which is because it has that supposed to other Nihugi Avelis, which are more Idunim related, more depriving one of physical pleasure, so that's relevant for the entirety of Shiva. But here, if it's totally focused on Hesachadah, so maybe that's why you would distinguish in severity between the first 3 days and the latter days. So that's what the Chachmas Adam basically says that. The Chachmas Adam Kuf Samach Dalet Os Beis. That because there's more tzar during the first 3 days, and the Malachas has a Kadas oriented, so that's why we're more inclined to be Mako after the first 3 days. And what about Mixus HaYom Kukulo here? Rabbi Kivager quotes from the Matzavas Moshe. Rabbi Kivager here, Hainu Kola Yom HaGimel B'chlal Isser. Now, you don't say Mixus HaYom Kukulo. The entirety of the first of the third day is awesome. Now, take a look at Simen Shin Sadi Gimel. This is as far as the Isser of Yitzias and Abayis, which is the second in the Gemara on Kafal from the Beis. So there, the Gemara writes in Sif Aleph, Nixas Yom Gimel Hare Kukula. as far as the Gemara's Heter, that an Av is allowed to leave the house to go to Beis HaKvaros after day three, here the Rama says, Nixus Ayom Kekula. So why does Rama say that in Shin Sadi Gimel and not in Shin Pei? And is Rama distinguishing? Is Rama saying that Dafka, when it comes to Yitzim and Abayis, we say Mixes Hayom Kukulo on day three, as opposed to Malacha, where we don't say Mixes Hayom Kukulo on day three? Or does Rama mean to say that no, you say Mixes Hayom Kukulo even in the Shin Pei context, but then why does Rama only say it in Shin Sadi Gimel, not Shin Pei? And the reference for the Ramayan Shin Sadi Gimel is Das Atzmi. He's not quoting anyone. So that's not so clear. Badi Yashochan leaves this as the Tzarech Iyan Ledina. Because would we be Meikol Mixes Yom Kekulo on day three? Rav Avadya is Meikol. Rav Avadya was Chozer. Rav Avadya was Chozer between Tshuvas Yabia Omer and the Chazon of Avadya, that originally in Tshuva Rav Avadya wrote that you have to be Machmir, because he couldn't find any Rishon that explicitly said that you don't say Mixes Hayom. Sorry, he couldn't find a Rishon that says that you say Mixes Hayom Kekulo on Day Gimel. And you do have Rishonim, Rabbeinu Yechiel, that are explicit that you don't say Mixes Hayom Kekulo. So Rav Avadya and the Tshuva said, even though Halach didn't make a Avel, but you can't say Lachy didn't make a Avel if you have some Achronim that are Mekel, and you can't find a single Rishon that's Mekel.
Let's see
the
Lagos
Maimon. I'm sorry?
The Ramah here.
The Ramah where? The Ramah, of course, Hagos Maimon. Where are you? You said Aleph?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That could be an
issue for my... I don't have that here. Yeah? Is there a best way to wear that?
I didn't see it.
Does he tell you the Mar Malkum? Okay, we take a look. But that's as far as you see him in a bias, not as far as...
That could be
a fair question. Said that. So that's... meaning you're right. That's part of the confusion here. Why are you saying there are men to ask them both, but he only quotes in Shin Sadi Gimel because that's where the Ghost Mahmoudi says it? If it was, I'm going to say it. So be that as it may, Rav Avadya initially was machmir that you don't see Mixes Hayom Kekulo for Malacha, because he writes he couldn't find a Rishon that says it. But then, between the time that he wrote the Yabi Omer and the time he wrote the Chazon Avadya, which was much later, he writes in Chazon Avadya that he found a Sefer Eshkol, and Sefer Eshkol is explicit that you do say Mixes Hayom Kekulo on day three in Malacha. So that made him happy enough, once he found the Sefer Eshkol, that you do have a Rishon supporting the position of the Kula, and therefore you have the right to invoke Halacha Kedivrei Meikol Ba'Avel in that context. So Rav Avadya was closer between the Tshuva and Yabi Omer to be Meikol. Okay, I'm looking at the Ghost of Avenius here, Perek Zion. I don't see it. This. Yesh omrim shnei hayamim harishonim eino halach lebeis haklaras. Why Shnei Yamin? Shloshei Yamin applies. It's only 2 days. It makes the Yom Kikula. If that's you have to check if there are any Shinuye Nuskalas here. If anyone has three instead of two. Okay, I guess that's what he means. Did there not go in Dark Emotion there? Shasari Gimel. Doesn't look like it. Okay. So that's all as far as the Isser Malacha goes. As we noted before, in addition to the Isser Malacha, there's a separate Isser Maser Matan, based on Yerushalmi that the Rosh quotes Perek Beis Simen Yud. The Rambam writes, Perek Hei Lacha Zayin, Rem is La'avel She'asir Basiyas Malacha, that's V'fakti Chagechem La'evel, U'kishem She'asir Basiyas Malacha, Kachu Asir Lisa V'lite Mischora, just as there's an Isser Malacha, so too is there an Isser of engaging in commercial activity and traveling for business. Then Halacha, that's Halacha Zayin. Halacha Ches, the Rambam has a din that after 3 days you could do Malacha B'tzina B'soch Beso. And Halacha Tes, the Rambam has a din based on the Gemara, the beginning of the second parak of Marikatan, Shnei Achim or Shnei Shutvin Shayu Bechanus Achas, if you have two partners, two business partners, Vira Evel Achim, one of them is an Avelus, no other than a Sachanus Klashiv, you have to close the store for the entirety of Shiva. The Rosh, Perbei Simen Hei, questioned whether there's a Machlokas, excuse me, Bavli and Yerushalmi on this point. Because the Gemara has in the beginning of the second parak, and David Aleph on the days, towards the bottom, six lines from the bottom, Miriam Breda Rava, Namar Breda Rav Acha, Breda Rava, Havalu Hugamla de Torah, Bahadi Adadi. So they had a cattle yoke that they shared. Or they had two. They had their own oxen, and they shared a common yoke. So they would plow. The oxen would plow together using a common yoke. Isra ben Milsa, b'mar b'ed Rav Acha, b'ed Rava. So he became an avel. Upaska legamle. So he cut off the yoke so that the oxen wouldn't be plowing together anymore. Why did he do that? So why was Inya concerned that he's going to cause a loss to his partner? So he can't engage in Malacha, but why can his partner continue to use the yoke? That in this situation, because it's an Adam Chashiv, is inappropriate for the yoke of the other to be used even under these circumstances where there wouldn't be any accruing benefit to the other. So the Rosh says at first glance this Gemara is against Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi says that if you have two partners, they have to close the store. And here, if not for Adam Chashav Shani, it would be fine for the partner to continue using their common yoke. Then the Rosh goes and the Raivin, not necessarily. The Vadai, Noelin Chanusam, Ve'en Ashutav Mis'aseh, Be'esek Ashutav Mis'bifor Hesya. That Kuri Eben agrees, even the Bavli would agree, that if you have a store, that the non-Avil partner can't operate the store during the week of Avelus, Bifar Hesya. Aval bebeisam is ase beisig hashutves. Ve'af api shacholkim iskar, kamo chamor v'gamal l'sfina shemukarim b'yad achir. Hekach lo'havilei l'mitzike l'gamle. So maybe the Bava Yerushalmi agree that in principle, you're not allowed to have a store open in public, but if there's shutvis that goes on in private, as long as the aval isn't actively engaged in the business, then that would be mutter. And that's what was going on with the shared yoke. It wasn't befursam that this yoke belonged to the aval. And if not for other Yerushalmi, that would be mutter. Adam Chasher Shai, the writer explains, that's good for Heskia, because everyone knows that this yoke belongs to an Adam Chasher. There's a call that this is his animal. But short of that, it would be mutter. The Metzavis Moshe, the Chochmas Chazon, the Metzavis Moshe style, quotes the Marshal and Shuva, that assumes like the Rush's initial assumption, there is indeed a machlokas the Bavli and the Yerushalmi, and we should assume like the Bavli that there's no iser of a masu matan for an aval. So as long as an aval is not doing actively engaged in any malacha, a partner could still operate the business bimei avilusa. And the Chacham Chazon was willing to rely on this as a stiff with other situations after the first 3 days of Avelis. So this is most relevant to the famous Tshuva, the Chacham Sofer, that the Piskei Tshuva course in Sifkat and Dalet. Take a look at the Piskei Tshuva. The Mechaber writes, in Sifkaf Aleph, Shnei Shutvim Chanvanim She'ira Evel Echem Meham Nolim Chanusam Shalayasa Shutvim Befer Hesya. You have to lock the stores, they can't engage in any business publicly. Aval Yachal Asas Bitsina B'Sach Beso Afil Basic HaShutvis, he could engage in business in private as long as he's not Adam Chashuv. That's based on the Rush, according to Ravid, that we just saw in his understanding of the Yerushalmi. Says the Pesach Tshuva in Sifkat Gendalit, I am Mishuvas Chasam Sofer, Shemishal Mirad Echad, Ados Shenagu B'Iro, Da'one Mocher Chanuso B'Sechoros Le'echa Mimu Yudav, V'hu Nosig Nosing Kol Yimei Ha'ava, Ha'iva, V'achir Ha'chozer Mocher L'Bayim Rishonim Isha B'Avdi. So the practice was that no partners, the sole owner of the business, he's an Avel. So during Aninus, he would sell the business to someone else, and the other person operated business during Shiva, so the business wouldn't close. And then they would work things out and sell it back after Shiva was over. The Heshiv, Hine Shemati, Mibaonim Kashi Shai, Shema Yushutvim, Ve'achem Mikrova Yashit of Koses. So you heard from the older rabbis that in a situation with their business partners, and one of the partners has a relative that's about to die, he's going to be an Avil soon. So then he would be Mevatel L'Shutvis so that the business could operate when he's going to become an Avil. And that way the partner could engage in Masa Matan during the period of Avelis. As long as the Avil wouldn't get any profits from that week. So the Chasam Sofer says, that's not so bad. That's an appropriate sock. Because the Maisa, he's selling his share before he's an Avel. And he's not getting profits from the operations of that week. But over here, Benidan Didan, Kishisa Omi Bechanuso, Yomu Skirahu. But here, the guy owns a store. And everyone knows it's his store. And he's an Avelis. So you're going to sell the business to someone else, but everyone knows that it's your store. And even if people know that you sold the business, it looks like a joke. It looks like a chula tula laharama. This guy's an onein. He can't say brachos. He can't answer amen, and he can sell his business. The Chasam Sofer is not a fan. Amnam yeshlim otzah suchos al matirin Dalarov lo yachlu respato ni sechorasam koshivi me evel. It's hard to close the business. Umamtsiyam lamater achu gimel yamin ba'omim shudaver avud. So they make up the tayrim and they say, ah, it's davar avud, so I can go to work after 3 days. So better bakra rather than yuta levatuk sas b'shas aninus. So if it's a choice between doing this harama when you're an onain and staying home for 7 days of Shiva, or going to work on day four, better you should do this harama than go to work on day four. So the Chasid Sofer says, even though he's not a fan, but Ruta Shishogigin, and it's not the worst thing in the world if people do this during Aninus. We'll see other applications as we go on of other Nihuga Velas where people will try to avoid or get ahead of themselves during Aninus to not have to have all the consequences of the regular Nihuga Velas. Okay, the Aruch HaShulchan writes in Sivkat and Vav that if you have workers that are on salary that you're going to have to pay anyway, then you're allowed to have the workers work Bitsina during Shiva. That's kind of like a comment in the Shari Tshuva. Simon Tafkuf Lamed Zayin Sifkatan Aleph. Simon Tafkuf Lamed Zayin Sifkatan Aleph quotes that if you have a printing press and you have workers that you have to pay one way or another. So maybe you should argue that you're going to lose money because you have to pay them for doing nothing if you close the business on Chol HaMoed. So he says, that's not called Davar Avud. The fact that you have to pay the workers anyway and you're not going to get anything out of them, that's not called Davar Avud because the malacha that they're doing is not a Davar Avud. Davar Avud means that you're going to come out at a loss, that you have money invested, you're going to lose the money that you invested, or you have merchandise, and you're going to lose the cash value of the merchandise if you don't sell it. But the fact that you hired employees and you're going to pay them anyway, that's not considered to be a davar ha'avad.
How do you get whether or not the employees can work or whether or
not
you can work?
Whether the employees can work.
Why wouldn't?
Because they're running your business. Right? So you can't have your business open during Shiva. Right, you're having your in the Babli. You're having your business open. So the Aruch HaShulchan says, okay. So they're attained for davar avad. The Aruch HaShulchan says that if you have to pay them anyway, you can have them work with Sinam because that's a davar avad. And the Shari Tshuva in Hilchas Chol HaMoed doesn't like that. So davar avad is on the merchandise, but not on the fact that the worker you have to pay anyway, that's not called davar avud. Presumably, the Shari Tshuva says that in the context of Avel as well. I believe that Rabbi Ruva commented the Minhag Olam is to be makel on this, to have workers work bitzina if you have to pay them anyway. The Piskei Tshuva has another comment here in Sukkot and Hay. And it's in a point that if you have shutfim, you have to close the store, but you could have workers do work bitzina. The quotes from the Mishnah Yaakov, Nir Yosef Karifa Rambam, the Lamachalki, the Asir Shutfim Bechol Gavni, that there is no distinction between sin and Parhesia, even sin is mutter. In Rishami, there's no evidence of a heter b'tzina. Ah, Yumashihiksha Rash al-Rif, the Kasik Mardu Lan Palagal Rishami, as we saw, nearly the low poly, the honey tray of the low dami klal, that of the demir yon, the case in the Bavli, Hayulukuli Alma, Meham Shor, Echad Shane Roy Lakrish Levado. So you can never, you always need two oxen to plow. So in that case, you can never plow with one ox anyway. So kishir aval paskin on the gamla, below nuts on the shirt of lasas malachto, and the shirt of the muskala. The ain zaini klal, the shirt of the chanurs, change shirt of the malacha, the malacha shneyem he. The ida shlichus akavim. So as opposed to the case of the oxen, where fundamentally each one owns one ox. You're just using the other ox to help you. But it's not like they have a joint business venture that that they own equally. As opposed to a store, where there is a joint business venture, that should be more chomer. Now, if there is a distinction, as we pass in Shulchan Aruch, between sin and ferhesi, what's that based on? So the Chasam Sofer has in Eben Ezra Kufayin Gimel, Dibre Sofer puts this here, that the Shoel to the Chasam Sofer assumed that it's a Marasayin consideration. That if you're going to do Malacha, if you're going to do Malacha Bitsina, so then there's no Marisayim. As the Aruch HaShulchan says here, the Aruch HaShulchan writes, I don't see it here. I thought there was a comma like that. I don't see it here. But I'm sorry? Isn't Kazayin? Oh yeah, you're right. That's fine. Thank you. I was looking further on. Good. The Aruch HaShulchan writes, "B'davar Avur Kmoshik Isur for Hesir Shumishamaris Ayin Levitimnei Davar Avur." So there's a heter of the heter of Davar Avur is only relevant Bitsin and not for Hesia. Because if you're going to do it before Hesia, people won't realize that that it's a davar avur. So the Chasam Sofer doesn't like that. The Chasam Sofer says that the real reason to distinguish between for Hesia and Sina is based on the comment of the Ramban in Parshas Amor, that if you do lacha before Hesia, that's a more apparent lack of shvisa. So he thinks that's relevant in a Velus context also, that the early matir, Malacha fin Avel, Bitsina. Okay, so let's stop here. Next time, just a few more comments on Simon Shin Pei, and then we will move on to Shin Pei Aleph, Rechitza, and Sicha. So we'll meet again in Mirtz Hashem Monday at 3 p.m., hopefully in person if we have a quorum. Okay, have a good Shabbos, everyone.